This morning's responsive read was taken from Psalm number 10. Psalm number 10. And I like to call this the resume of the wicked. Here we have a very pointed, very concise, and a very defined definition of a wicked individual. Notice how it starts off. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? I believe in another portion of Scripture, it says that when the wicked are in rulership, the people cry and the people suffer. And here we see the saint, the child of God, looking heavenward towards heaven and crying out to his God because of the influence and the negativity and the death and the disaster that comes along with wicked people. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Now that's the question that the saint poses. He looks around and he sees darkness prevailing. He sees the wicked prospering. And he looks at that from simply the eyes, physical eyes, as he looks in a horizontal plane. He sees the wickedness of the wicked. And he cries out to his God. And therefore he's forced to look vertically up to heaven. Notice how it ends in verse 18. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Notice one of the definitions of a wicked person. He is called the man of the earth, or a man of the world. That's a definition for someone who's wicked. Then in verses 2, he begins to describe, or he presents the resume. You know what a resume is. It's basically one or two sheets of paper that kind of gives a prospective boss a picture of who you are, your accomplishments, where have you been, what jobs have you held, what type of responsibilities, how many people did you manage, how many resources were under your control monetarily as well as in personnel. The wicked in his pride that persecute the poor, let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. So notice that one of the things that wicked people like to do in their pride and in their pomp is they like to take advantage and they like to abuse people that are not in a position to fight back. Have you noticed that? Dictators, tyrants, okay, or wicked people who are puffed up with so much pride and so much self-arrogancy, they're normally going to pick on people that they know or they perceive are not in any position to fight back. They don't have the backing, they don't have the support, and above all, they don't have the money nor the means to fight back. For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire, and blessed the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. Now, we were always told God hates the sin but loves the sinner. Well, here we have a passage where it says that the covetous man and the boastful man the Lord abhors. Not his pride, not his boast, but the individual. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. So one of the things that really stands out about a wicked person is he or she has no time, no place for God. God is not on his or her radar. Because in essence, they believe they are their own little divinity. They control everything and everyone around them. Time, money, and people are at their disposal. His ways are always grievous. Verse 5. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. So not only is God not on the radar, anything that is related to God, the law of God, the precepts of God, the commands of God, the judgments of God, things of that nature are not on his radar. It's not on her radar as well. Women can be just as wicked as men. Notice verse 6. He had said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. Notice the boast and the brag of the wicked. As far as he's concerned, since there's no God on the radar, and since the justice of God is not on the radar, and the judgments of God are not in his or her life, he feels as though that he is totally exempt. He is above the law. He is above any prosecution whatsoever. His mouth is full of cursing, verse 7, and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. Just look at all of our elected officials. They come clamoring for our votes. They make all kind of highfalutin promises and pledges. We write out checks. We walk the streets. We stump the streets on their behalf. And once they get in office, it's not too long until that political world begins to work on them. And then lo and behold, they forget all the promises and the pledges that they made back home to the people who put them in office. Well, their mouth becomes full of deceit and fraud. Under their tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret place doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. Again, notice that this type of person, knowing who he can take advantage, because those individuals are not in a position of power or prosperity or of anything of any nature that can cause them to fight back. Then we're told in verses 9 and verses 10, he's like that couching lion lurking in a secret place, waiting to pounce on his next victim. And then notice, well, look at verse 11. He had said in his heart, God had forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. They are so bold and so brash and so arrogant to say that somehow God is blind. God is blind to their lifestyle. God is blind to their chicaneries. God is blind to them taking advantage over poor people, over the widow, over the fatherless, over those, again, who are not in a position to fight back. Then look at verse 13. Look at another boast. Wherefore doth the wicked contempt God? He had said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Meaning, you will not bring me into judgment. There is no judgment beyond the grave. So notice in this chapter 10, we find certain statements, glaring statements. Verse 4, verse 6, here in verse 11, and now in verse 13. Notice the verbal arrogancy of the wicked. As far as they're concerned, they can continue in their thievery, their robbery, even in murder. Ordering and sponsoring even assassinations on behalf of our government. And in their mind, they will never be brought to justice. Not in this world, nor in any world that may even come. They will not be brought into judgment. And then notice the cry. Verse 16. The Lord is king forever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Notice, the humble are the ones who are targeted by this wicked person. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, and the man of the earth may no more oppress. So in here we have a lengthy description of the wicked. Okay? We also see the boast of the wicked. What they actually believe. And what they believe is driving how they act and how they live. Okay, notice what they believe about God or no God, there's no God for them at all. Since they believe that, notice how reckless their lives can be. Simply steamrolling over other people as if other people simply don't count. Well, beloved, all that we can do is like the psalmist. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in time of trouble? Lord, hear the cries of your people. Lord, see the ways of the man of the world. And Lord, come and defend thy people. Well, may the Lord choose to bless his word. Amen.